the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show 1051. It's 1051 in our original It's Your Business series. First of 2 hours. Second hour today includes Paul from Landscape Garden Center, Jody from Plastic Surgery Associates. Oh, yes, and a kind of a fight feud going on between the Hartford Chamber and the Sioux Falls Chamber. If you'll check the Sioux Falls newspaper today, you'll see why there is a feud going on. Well, there's not going to be a feud, but there will be by 10:45 this morning. This hour, Mike Austed, Dakota Radon Mitigation. Greg Leonard talking about wanting to be in that 1% to make a difference when you retire. Janelle Kane with answers to protecting your management property. Ron Nelson, Nelson Property Consultants. Jesse Schmidt, Better Business Bureau of South Dakota. And then the lady who always wears the same outfit in the paper, on the building, but you're not in that outfit this morning, Jody Schwann.
No, just heavy rotation on the ads, apparently, Bill. Don't always wear black.
No, you
although
don't.
I guess I could have today. It's kind of a dreary, rainy day.
It is. And you did have a great cover story this week, going out of business.
Yeah, something we really don't talk a whole lot about. We're always so focused on who's new and who's opening and who's expanding. And certainly we have lots of announcements like that. But, you know, from time to time, certainly businesses close. And, you know, there's a variety of reasons. I mean, as we see the baby boomers moving toward retirement, lots of family-owned businesses especially are just deciding it's time to call it quits because they want a little more time to themselves. And then in other cases, people just move on. They get into other things. But, you know, many times business owners, what we found is they don't think about that. You know, you're so focused on running things day to day that you don't think about planning for closing. And there are a lot of key factors to consider. Everything from how you tell your employees to how you announce the news to even how you sometimes ramp up your inventory to make sure you have enough product because there is interest from those people who want to come in and shop or eat one last time. So hopefully we provided some good advice. We talked to lots of former business owners for that cover story. If you missed it, it's online, SiouxFallsBusinessJournal.com.
And you did have John from Valentino's that was included to help start that story.
Right.
John just kind of a memory, except that his sign still says auction 10 o'clock Friday. People come in and said, we got to go to that auction.
Right.
Sorry, that was about
No, you missed it. That was May 15th. But yeah, it was timely. And, you know, the big message from him was transparency. And it was important to him, first of all, that his employees have plenty of notice so that they could find other things. And also that his customers had that one last chance to visit. And I think it was a great business move because he set a record in those final weeks. So
he should have been doing that for years.
That's what he said. Yeah. So a good example of how to go out on a great note, I think.
Other breaking news.
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff brewing for next week. I can tell you that, Bill. We sort of promoted a historic announcement online already. That's going to come on Tuesday afternoon. So more to come on that. Fun story this morning. We were able to share that a downtown business owner, Chelsea Tracy of Chelsea's Boutique, was featured by Google in an annual report.
Nice.
So that was great for her. Yeah, they look at different businesses that use Google products to increase revenue, to increase visibility. And so they chose Chelsea's Boutique. She has had lots of success with a variety of Google products and started an online-only store last year. She's actually hoping to make that e-commerce the driving part of her business in the years ahead. So great to see that for a young entrepreneur to be featured by Google.
We're about to go into the J months, which kind of takes us through summer. Any different way to look at the kind of businesses, kind of stories that you look at?
This is just a really busy construction season. You know, most projects, if they haven't started by now, are going to be getting underway just because of our climate here in the next couple of weeks. So we do lots of updates on how different projects are coming along. We've seen great growth again in the housing market, lots of new neighborhoods going up. We've got some new commercial going up around town. We've got some other projects that are going to start in the coming weeks. So it's nice for me because it's a whole lot easier, I can tell you, to drive around town and check out what's going on when it's weather like hopefully we're going to get here in the coming weeks. I prefer it to, you know, navigating the snow for sure. And there's a lot more to see. So.
And snow will come soon enough.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy summer. Even coming off of the retail convention, there are several announcements that I'm thinking come July and August we're going to be able to make. So I'm excited about that, too.
Big announcement, world-breaking announcement early next week. Any hints?
I don't know about world-breaking, but for Sioux Falls, yeah, it's historic. It's big. And that's probably all I can say at this point. Although the original announcement did mention some of the key players, Governor Dugard, Mayor Huther, Pat Costello from the Governor's Office of Economic Development, and Slater Barr from the Sioux Falls Development Foundation. So that at least shows you some of the parties that are involved there.
And Jody Schwan, Sioux Falls Business
Journal. And I'll be
Journal.
There, sure.
You bet.
Yes.
Is that the cover story next week?
No, it's not. Okay. But probably front page Argus story, I would think.
I would think so, too. Jody Schwan, Sioux Falls Business Journal. You did a fabulous job on your road trip to Vegas.
Thank you. I'm still catching up, but it was fun.
Okay.
All right.
Very good. Jesse Schmidt, Better Business Bureau of South Dakota. She doesn't get to smile on the billboards on the outside of the buildings. You get to talk about those scammers, those cheaters.
Yes.
Those people that are taking our IRS records.
Right. That was, you know, so that was breaking news in our world this week that the IRS had been hacked into. And I think really not surprising, that was really just a matter of time. 100,000 records were compromised, and another 100,000 attempts were made. So they do appear to have some sort of security, which is really, when you think of the tens of millions of records that the IRS handles. But they got the really mother load of information, which is your Social Security number, and they can do a lot of damage with that. So the IRS is reaching out to those individuals to see to let them know, number one, and that they can go ahead and put those, they were going to want to put a freeze on their credit and do all the things we've talked about in the past. So if you think that maybe that you have been involved in that in any way, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 271-2066, because we can definitely steer you in the right direction where you need to go if you were a victim of that.
Does it relate at all to any of the calls people are getting, robo-type calls from IRS saying, you are in trouble, we're going to do this, we're going to do that? What do we do with those?
Yeah, I don't think they are related at all. This, you know, as it was reported, it was out of Romania. And from what I understand, it's really a huge syndicate organization that they really deal in that dark web that we have heard talked about more and more all the time, where you can really broker just about anything on the dark web. And that's where they lie. They really don't like the limelight. The IRS has reported on these callers time and time again. We've reported on them. It's national news. It's small hometown news. So I don't think really any relation there. But they are persistent, if nothing else.
Recipes.
Receipts, maybe.
And receipts. I looked at it as recipes. Could also be recipes.
Receipts, yes, e-receipts. So more and more retailers are going to e-receipts so that when you check out, they'll say, would you like us to email you that receipt? And, you know, it's very convenient because then you don't have to keep track of it. You can just go print it out if you have a return. And you know, and returns are becoming more and more constrictive all the time. So that's really a growing popular thing to do. But there is some risk with that. If that retailer gets hacked, you know, then they've got your credit card information from there as well as your email address, which is probably enough in some cases to set up some additional credit or to really run up a huge bill at that retailer. So they are convenient. What you should do if you say opt in and you say, yes, you want those e-receipts, just check it out on your smartphone and make sure it pops up right then and it's not going to somebody else's because mistakes are made when they enter those. The other thing you really want to be aware of when you opt in for e-receipts, that this has got to be one of your favorite stores because you are going to get an email almost every single day from them making you some sort of offer, letting you know of what their sales are. Offering coupons. So in some ways it's great because you get some extra offers that you wouldn't have gotten before. But, you know, one really helpful hint I think for this might be one of those instances where you want to start a separate email strictly for this sort of thing, where you have all your receipts go there and maybe do all your online shopping there. So all of that is in one. And then you have your personal email that really can filter out the clutter and the noise when it comes to. Otherwise, you're going to get hundreds of emails a day, up to.
We're always warned about what's weak, what's strong as far as passwords.
Yes.
Every time we go online, but if you've got too many email accounts, do you have a system whereby you know what all your passwords are in one location, preferably not electronically?
Yes. Well, you know, electronic is good and bad because if you have them in a folder, you can also password protect that folder. If it's an Excel folder or something like that, it's hard not to put them electronically because you do have so many. And, you know, they caution you against having the same password for everything. I think that's really hard to do. And you and I were commiserating just this morning about being a little older and remembering where things are. Well, the older you get, the less passwords you want to have to remember. So,
and the more dangerous we probably
are. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Isn't that? And we don't want to change them every 6 weeks. So we really feel like the strongest password is a phrase. So, for instance, you could say, I have six grandkids. And then take the first letter of each of those words and create that as your password. Because quite frankly, and maybe put a number and a symbol in there somewhere, no one's going to come up with that password. It's not related to your dogs, your kids.
Or us, if we haven't got it written down.
Or that grandkid number changes. Maybe that could be a problem.
But if it goes from 6 to 7, it wouldn't
be a problem. Just fine. Right, exactly.
All right, if people have any questions for the Better Business Bureau of South Dakota, Jesse, how do they reach?
Yes, you can go online to bbb.org, but the easiest way is probably to give us a call at 271-2067 here in Sioux Falls.
Kevin, ask about the Dudley House, about 60 seconds.
Yeah, lots of great things going on down there. Shocked. So we have seen the numbers kind of trickle off slightly as the weather gets nicer. But as you recall, I believe it was Wednesday night was absolutely beautiful. We had 80 men that night. No explanation as to why. I don't know if that was just a fluke. But it's also really interesting to us that how many new people are being served every day by the Bishop Dudley House. So in that intake process, when they come in at night, there's always 6, 7, 8 people that have never been there before. And we know it's a good place, and we know it's a safe place, and we know they're treated with respect there. So obviously the word's getting out that it's a really good place to stay in and to really try and get your life back on track if that's what you choose.
Jesse Schmidt, Better Business Bureau of South Dakota, also on the board of the Bishop Dudley House.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks for the report. Have a good weekend.
You too.
When we come back, we're going to talk about property management decisions. It may be more critical than you think. Janelle Kane joins us for the first of a 3-part series.
Breaking news, changes in the clean air at Hartford, South Dakota.
After cleanup day, ribbon cutting for the new American. New Mayor Bill Campbell takes office.
The East Diamond Trail expansion is planning to open up even more commercial and residential property just off I-90 at exit 387.
The bike trail is taking shape with construction on phase 4.
Central State Manufacturing and the Swanson Park Sports Complex will get the benefits of a new water main project.
This time.
Hartford Volunteer of the Month is a Jamboree Day developer, Leah Johnson, and Home Federal Bank are May Business of the Month.
Jamboree Days is just around the corner with a 3-day celebration the third weekend in June. Need more? Call Gary at 528-3338 or go to livinghartford.com.
Hartford, South Dakota, on the edge of everything.
This is the Hartford Update brought to you by the Hartford Area Chamber of Commerce.
Michael Medved, Sunday afternoons 3 to 6. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Well, it's our last business day for May. We go into June on Monday, and we've got the first of a 3-part series we're going to do. If you got property out there, you probably need to pay some attention. And if you know somebody that does, Mark Brown will make sure that this is on podcast and you can check it out because it will start right now. And start time is 9:20. Property management is a skill. It's understanding the business, working with the owner, working with the tenants, and understanding what the laws are. Janelle Kane does that, and many really need to listen over the next 3 appearances we're going to have in the next 30 days about why it's so important. Now, to identify you, your pedigree management and construction, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And you're not a new spring chicken to this. You've been doing it since?
January 1992. So that was the first year that South Dakota required property managers to be licensed. So I've been licensed from day one.
Now, you also teach.
Yes.
A lot of courses that are required. And for those people out there, you need to stay on top of this because you can get in trouble.
Oh, you can get in trouble really, really quickly. It's not only what you say and what you do, it's how you present yourself and your property. And I teach continuing education courses that are accredited through South Dakota Real Estate Commission. And my style is the practical application of property management. And I started about, I would say 2012, because most things that property managers go to are directed towards the real estate side, the sales side. And there's just so many loopholes that are completely different when it comes to property management that we really need direct instruction just for property managers.
I have to tell you, and I tell this story and I say it couldn't happen in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, but it did. I'm sitting in a real estate class with somebody who is a property manager and property manager, and he says, you don't have to let minorities come in. He said, we avoid it. And here's how you do it. I'm sitting there in a state class saying, why are you telling me this story? Because it is so much against the curve, and it's even more today than it was 12, 14 years ago.
Oh, yeah. It changes actually monthly. You just don't know. And the laws are not that explicit right now. And, you know, that's why I started to teach, just to try and keep on top of it, number one, myself. But other people seem to be so uninformed. And it depends on what cases go through the Supreme Court and how they find in those cases. So everything we do in property management, there's an extreme right and an extreme wrong. But our business is really just to manage shades of gray.
You have an understanding. You teach it. Some people can teach and somebody can do. You can do both, you know, and that's pretty important in this business, that you are licensed. They make sure that you're saying what you're supposed to, not like the example that I gave, somebody that just spoke off the cuff.
Right.
Thought he was being cute in a class. But in your particular case, you make sure everybody is up to speed. And let's talk about required documentation, which could get people in so much trouble. And if you're listening out there and you got a property and you're saying, I need somebody to do it, Janelle might be just the person.
Well, you know, 10 and even 15 years ago, we didn't even know what a tenant selection plan was. And that's exactly what it is. We know in our head what we want for tenants. We know what's legal, what's not. Supposedly we know, but we don't have it written down. We don't have our policies and procedures, our rules and regulations. We have a standard lease and just think everybody knows. Well, everybody doesn't know. And so HUD has made it really easy for people to come in and file a grievance against you. There's a phone app out there that they can sit in front of your property and do it. And so then it's up to you to prove what you've done with your consistency and how you've handled people. So when you get that letter in the mail and your heart drops that says, send us all your files for the last 5 years for this property, whether it's one unit, whether it's 120 units, you've got to be able to show you know what you're doing.
Janelle Kane. Now, people out there saying, but you haven't said how we get a hold of Janelle. So we better do that a couple of times.
Okay. Well, you can call me directly. My number is 605-212-2529. You can follow Pedigree MGMT and Construction on Facebook. And my new website is up. It's JanelleKane.com. And Janelle is spelled with two N's. Two N's, two E's, and two L's. So if you search anything to do with property management and Janelle with Sioux Falls, I promise it'll come up on Google.
Well, as we were saying, fair housing, huge.
Huge.
Huge. Huge. You can get fined if you don't do it the right way.
Oh, yes. And they come in, and again, it's up to you to prove that you're not doing something wrong as opposed to them to prove that you are. The first fine is $11,000 for the first instance, and they will shop you, and they'll send testers out, and they'll collect your data and your records. The second incidence is $27,500. The third, and continuing on from there, is $100,000 each, and that does not
not include what your attorneys may cost you. And we have people here in Sioux Falls that come to my classes that have paid that $100,000 plus their attorney's fees just because they didn't have their documentation in place.
Those property owners that come to the class, most asked question they will give you?
Who has to follow fair housing?
And you would tell them?
Everybody.
So it doesn't matter if you got one unit, 70 units.
The only exclusion to not following fair housing bill, federal law says if it's a fourplex and the owner's permanent residence is in one of them, but South Dakota law is more restrictive and says two units. So if you have a duplex where there's two units and the owner's permanent residence is one of the units, then you don't have to follow fair housing. However, you still have to go about showing the unit, taking the application, and denying the application by fair housing rules. You can't say, I don't have to follow fair housing and walk away. You'll get a fine then, too.
I've known Janelle Kane 2-3 years. And I know that she is well thought of as an instructor, well thought of as a property manager.
Thank you.
And for those that are sitting out there with their property wondering if they're going to be fined, if they're following the law, might be a good time to check with Janelle.
Yeah, feel free to give me a call. Shoot me an email at pedigreemgmt@gmail.com. I've got a ton of ways to get a hold of me. I'd be happy to meet with him. I try and focus on the small owners that have to watch every dime come and go. Those are my kind of people, long-term tenants. And I try and keep the owners and the residents both happy long-term, because that's the thing that makes a rental property successful, not a lot of turnover.
How good an argument is, I'm a small property owner and I was too busy.
Oh my gosh, it is a business. It's not a charity. This time of year, we're turning it over. We got a lot to do. And you know what? Don't put it to the side or take somebody you haven't checked out completely. It is a huge financial disaster. This is a business. You're not running a charity. Unless you need a big financial write-off, it's something worth being proactive at.
All right, you're back on Monday.
Yep.
I think we're at 9:42 on Monday. So
okay.
If people want part two of our three-part course, I can't give them credit hours for this. But what are we going to talk about Monday?
We are going to talk about fair housing. And that's so much revolves around fair housing and what you have to follow and what you don't. And it seems to be a no-brainer, but you'd be surprised. You have to take fair housing class at least once a year to keep up on all the changes. And the changes that are coming, like hoarders. Hoarders are now a protected class, not officially, but they are under disability and they will be in the next year.
And if you got a property, it doesn't make any difference whether you're left wing, right wing, whatever it is, they're going to expect you to follow the law.
And they're going to shop you if you get a complaint, and it will be one of the worst experiences you go through in a very, very long time.
Pedigree Management and Construction. She's Janelle Kane. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Sounds great. See you then.
When we come back, we'll talk with Ron Nelson. We'll talk about what's up. We'll talk about his trips and what to look forward to this summer out of commercial real estate. It's your business. It is a Friday. Let's check in with Matthew Kenyon from UPS. He's at the 41st Street location. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Let's talk about some things that maybe people don't know about today. New mailboxes would be the first point.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We offer mailboxes at our location and at the Minnesota location as well. And what we offer with those is, you know, it can be business or personal mailbox. We give a real street address, not a P.O. box number. We have 24-hour access to our mailboxes. We can accept packages from any carrier. So, I mean, even though we're a UPS store, we can accept packages from FedEx, DHL, or Speedy Delivery. We also have package and mail receipt notification, meaning that if you get a package, we'll let you know. Or if you have some mail in your mailbox and you want us to let you know, we'll let you know about that. And if you go on vacation and need your mail, you know, sent to you for some reason, we can do that for you as well.
A lot of people need notary service, and they're always looking. I wonder who we can call, what we can do. I didn't even know that you guys did that at UPS.
Yeah, everyone here at our store is a notary, and Rebecca has everybody at her store a notary. She has a couple new people starting, so they're not going to be quite notaries, but we usually have a notary on staff during our business hours.
You know, you do packaging as well, and actually, I'll bet there are customers that didn't know that you do packaging.
Yeah, we have customers that come in and they just want, you know, to buy the box to put it in. A lot of times they don't know the standards for UPS shipping and how to pack the item. And we let them know that we can do that for them. We, you know, we are trained in packaging shipments for UPS Transit, so...
2522 West 41st is where you're located. That's across from the Western Mall. And the other location is 2601 South Minnesota by 33rd Street next to the Juice Stop. One other important fact they should know about you before we let you go about your duties?
We also do printing, and we have a 3D printer at the 41st Street location.
Matthew Kenyon, we'll talk with you again on Tuesday.
Okay.
Ron Nelson, Nelson Property Consultants, well-shaved this morning. I mean, he looks like he's ready for business. You
little
are
more
a
awake.
Busy man,
little
Nelson
more awake.
Property Consultants.
A little more awake than this time last week, I think. I was a zombie, it turned out, for the
What time zone
days.
Were you in?
I didn't know, but yeah, we talk about that big show in Vegas. You know, we've been going 20-plus years. It's got some notoriety recently as Jody has taken notice, and now everybody's, you know, asking us about... this show, it's a great thing. It's just something we've been doing for a long time. And speaking of that, just the previous guy that was just on talking about 3D printing.
Yes.
Of course, out there, it's Vegas, so they have to do everything big. I got a picture of it on my cell phone camera, but doesn't probably do well for our radio listeners. But they had at one of the booths a 3D or a car done by a 3D printer. And, I mean, it looked like a little, you know, one of those little sand jeeps or something like that. But, it, you know, had some materials that, you know, was halfway safe if you'd gotten a crash or whatever. But I'll show it when we get offline maybe. But anyway, just something that I thought of when he mentioned that. Have I given you my business card, Bill?
I don't know. Uh-oh. Is there anything on it?
Well, let's...
oh, my gosh, somebody cut your head off. And then you got kilts. Now, what's that about?
Well, it's if we can.
You got legs for radio, too.
Oh, man. Oh, man. We had pictures last night, and I'm actually participating in the Ronald McDonald House Charities Kilts for Kids, if I can talk.
Nice. Please do.
One moment about that before we get on to the real business here. One of the fundraisers that is done by the Ronald McDonald House. I've finally shed the name Ronald McDonald, but I was on their board. I was their president when we got the two new houses built back in the, back when the economic storm hit. We remember it well. We're trying to do some revolutionary things for our city and our state. And right when the economic storm hit, but the houses are up, both campuses doing great. And so they get these guys, and we'll talk in some future weeks. I'm not going to get into great detail today, but this is the fourth annual fundraiser for this Kilts for Kids, and it simply is just a fun and unique way to get a few of us in kilts. And we have a web page. So the card I gave you is talking about log on to our web page, and you can see me in a kilt, and but it'll cost you. So there's an opportunity to donate right online. And hey, you know, it's a little bit of a competition, so I'm going to use all of my
resources,
including here on the radio. At some point, I don't even think the picture's online. We just took pictures a couple nights ago in these kilts. And
Kilts for Kids.
And Kevin.
KINTERA.org is where they need to go.
Yeah. And there's a, and tabs and everything on the side for each of us that are in there. So you can see several of us in kilts. And so anyway, that'll be something that, like I said, I'll be talking about a little bit more, be kind of going on for the first half of the summer and one of the larger fundraisers for the Ronald McDonald House. So.
A lot of the talk we've heard this last week is the new frontier being downtown. You work all sides of this town. You work the area. You work Fargo. Is the next frontier downtown as far as you're concerned?
I would say it's one of the frontiers. Our town is going so many directions right now that, you know, downtown is kind of its own personality, you know, and it's own area, its own vibe, and clearly, you know, growing significantly. As you know, we've talked in terms of the retailers that we work with, and we work with a lot of national retailers. And I think one of the things, and Jody and I were chatting about it at a couple of our encounters in Vegas about, you know, are we going to see some big, and it doesn't have to be big in terms of size, but maybe a big name retailer go downtown. And we'll see. You know, I think part of the thing that keeps downtown unique, and I say this for downtowns across the country, is, you know, sometimes people don't want to see a lot of the national names because it starts to look like anywhere USA or everywhere USA, you know, like the malls. You know, you go to the mall and it's kind of the same names that you see from city to city. And so I think part of the uniqueness is that we have the cool boutiques and things like that downtown. Although the thing about getting some nationals, it's kind of one of those certifiable it's kind of like they've now recognized you, you know, it's kind of a validation in a certain respect. So, you know, a couple of nationals in this new frontier or a frontier of our city is something that, you know, I don't know that it's first and front and center, you know, on people's radar, but it would just be something, you know, kind of cool. And we are starting to, you know, promote this. I, as I've said before, I take everybody downtown when they're in town in terms of out-of-town
whether people, they have the sculpture walk or not.
Sculpture walk or not. The falls are going, whether it's middle of February and 20 below, you know, it's a spectacle to take people by our frozen falls or, you know, the flowing falls in the summertime. But another thing I just kind of wanted to talk about real briefly is just some trends. And you know, we hear about this thing happening on a onesie and that thing happening on a onesie. But if you start to look at it, you know, several of these onesies, there's some similarities to where, you know, we are seeing some trends. I mean, here in the last 2 weeks on 41st Street, there's been announcements of two different kind of long-standing, long-term properties, one being a sponsor or on your show, John Jones from Valentino's.
Right.
The Valentino's building is coming down. So the trend we're seeing is just kind of not just repurposing of buildings, but kind of repurposing of properties. The other one that's going on, I don't know if it's made the news as much, but the K&H car wash, or I still, for, you know, some of us old timers, I still call it Harold's Car Wash, which is what it was called for a number of years, but that's right across from the Western Mall. That and the apartment behind it or to the north is going to be taken down for a new retail center with a couple of nationals. And, you know, these guys are paying some big prices for these properties or some big rents if there's, you know, tenant type properties being built there. But, you know, we're seeing this across town. You know, a few years ago, at the main mall entrance, you know, where now Panda Express, Mattress Firm is, if you remember, that was right. The Sinclair gas stop gas station. Might be news. I think it's public, hopefully. I'm not stepping on Scott Blount at Lloyd Company's feet here, but the Pizza Inn on the east side, sold, going to be knocked down. We have talked about in the past 57th and Louise. There's a strip center on the corner and another mattress company, I can't remember, Clocker's Mattress World Supercuts is on the corner of that strip center. Hopefully people know what I'm talking about, because if you're going to ask me which corner,
they may
which
be driving
quadrant,
by it as they listen.
Well, yeah, but I hope I'm so directionally challenged, you'd think in the real estate business. So that would be the northeast corner of 57th and Louise. Two apartment buildings next to that are going to be knocked down, and that strip center is going to be added to. So, you know, we see that, you know, maybe one or two a year in just part of a growing, vibrant city, but we're seeing a lot of that this year. And so I just point that out as a trend that is happening and kind of another one of the frontiers that's happening in the
city.
There
you go. Because
you cannot in this town say what is the frontier, where is the direction of growth. People ask me that, you know, well, what direction is the city growing? And I'm like, the easier question would be, what direction isn't?
I think you're
growing?
Right on track.
Yeah.
He's Ron Nelson, Nelson Property Consultant. You got an appointment at 10. How do they reach you if they need some information or some clarification on where something is in Sioux Falls?
Well, now we got all these websites with pictures of me in kilts. So we'll just go with the main business address and website. Web address for our company is NPC, short for Nelson Property Consultants, NPCSiouxFalls.com, and our office number is 977-0778.
All right. Have a good day. Get about your business. Do the things that you're hurrying to do by 10 o'clock, and we'll talk with you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Bill.
Greg Leonard, next, we're going to talk about the Greek crisis, and are you in that 1%?
I'm Mike Austed, Dakota Radon Mitigation. My job is to address and correct the dangers of elevated radon gas in homes. According to the American Cancer Society and the American Lung Association, elevated long-term radon gas exposure in homes is one of the leading causes of lung cancer.
Mike Austed is the radon mitigation leader in our Sioux Empire. 9 years, full-time, radon mitigation experience. I've seen Mike with the customers. Explain the risk in our red zone radon area. Give them good news when radon levels were below the standard. And I've seen him help those when it was above the standard.
Radon gas is real. Gas you can't see, can't smell, and can't taste. The first step is getting the home tested for the elevated radon levels.
Mike, you've created a new state-of-the-art website. And why not visit and fill out the home risk assessment to learn more? Just go to DakotaRadon.com or call 201-4704. Just remember, it's the A-Team, Mike Austed, DakotaRadon.com.
Best of Mike Gallagher, weekend 6 to 9 p.m. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
It's Your Business. It is a Friday. Greg Leonard is part of our It's Your Business family. He's well known for planning and being that planning professional here in Sioux Falls. Greg, welcome this morning.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
You got a book with you, Power to Zero, and that seems to be a pretty good theme with you.
Oh, actually, it's the power of zero. Upside down, it may look like 2-0.
That looks like 4-0.
Yeah. It's a book that I've referenced many times, and it's written by a friend of mine by the name of Dave McKnight out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and he and I are on the same page as far as working with our clients to structure their assets in such a way that when they retire that they'll be in the 0% tax bracket as opposed to whatever the tax bracket that they're going to be in otherwise.
Why is that so important? It seems like most everybody else is every place else. Is that going to mean a lot of dollars when you get to that age if you're in that 0 tax bracket?
I think it will. And the reason I say that is that everybody knows our tax rates right now. And historically, we think that in retirement, we're going to retire at a lower tax bracket. But that is probably not going to be the case because we have a problem in this country, a problem that nobody really wants to look at too brightly because it's not in our face right now. And that is that we're going to have to raise taxes. And most people who are, what's the right word, brave enough to look at this, say that tax rates will probably have to double.
You know, one of the things that taxpayers today feel is we want to pay as little tax today as possible. We want to put off having to worry about it because we're going to have less when we reach 65, 75, 85, whatever the new number is for 65. That philosophy doesn't fit with what we're talking about today because that tax number might be higher and you actually might have more money to deal with at that point.
That's all true and then some. I wish I was wrong about this. If there's any way I could be wrong, I'd be glad to do it. But when we have an $18 trillion deficit and costs, or spending rather, is showing no sign of slowing down, in fact, it's showing signs of picking up, that only leaves raising taxes as our option. And people who think they're going to retire in a lower tax bracket, or at least no worse than where they're at right now, are unfortunately going to be sadly mistaken.
One of the things that does happen, too, as you get older, is that you may inherit some money, you may come into some money, you may have had something that matured, and then it puts you maybe in a plan that you hadn't planned for, that sometimes you think your parents may never die, and maybe that they'll utilize all the money up, but a lot of times today, that then becomes an issue, what to do with the additional money.
Happens all the time, and it's not the world's worst problem to have, but what it does tell us is that when that happens, it's sure nice to have a plan. And how we structure that influx of money can be huge down the road. It's an opportunity to to correct some previous mistakes, perhaps, or at least to not exacerbate or make our problem down the road bigger.
He's Greg Leonard. For those people listening out there today, they have a way that they can reach you if they have some additional questions.
I've had the same phone number for over 30 years. That's 331-4567. And my office is at the corner of Southeastern Avenue and 57th Street in Southeast Sioux Falls. And I will soon have a very catchy website that I can't announce right now, but because it's not ready to go. But
we'll tease the audience. How's that?
Well, that's a good idea.
All right. We're not going to talk a lot about it, but some of the headlines are saying that a big payment has to be made by Greece or something else will happen. Why is that so important to us here in the United States?
Well, as I've said before, we always talk about how knowledge is power, and that's great. And one of the ways we learn lessons is through pain. However, it's a lot more wise, in my opinion, if we can learn our lessons through somebody else's pain. And I probably wouldn't even bring up the Greece thing seemingly every time, except I do get phone calls from people who are buying into exactly what I just got in saying. And the country of Greece is all but bankrupt. I just tore this story off out of the New York Times. I think it was yesterday's paper. And the headline says, with money drying up, Greece is all but bankrupt. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I will read about one paragraph. It says, 2 weeks ago, Greece nearly defaulted on its debt payment. And for the rest of the month, Greece should be able to cover its daily deficits. Well, today's the, 29th?
Yeah, we're getting close to the first of the month.
It goes on to say, starting June 5th, however, these shortfalls will rise sharply to around 400 million euros as another International Monetary Fund obligation comes due. Then it will double in size on June 8 and 9. And then the quote is, at that point, it's all over, said a senior Greek financial official who spoke on the condition of anonymity. In a society that has lived off the generosity of the government for decades, the cash crisis has already had a shattering impact. And I believe the 5th is next Friday, if I'm not mistaken. So it's not that far away.
It isn't that far away. Greg Leonard with us this morning. He provides some planning for you that can put you in that 1%. One of the things that we hear Sue Martins talk about all the time in those commercials is being in that 1%, the 1% that is paying attention to Greg Leonard. The roadmap is what everybody wants. If you were in an elevator with somebody and you had 60 seconds to tell them something that they could start doing, what would you say?
First off, 60 seconds in an elevator, that's a long trip. Let's do it more like about 10. And that is if you're contemplating retiring and you have a plan, or at least you think you have a plan, have you considered the fact that tax rates will probably be twice as high in retirement as what you think they are? And if the answer is no, or if they don't have a plan, or they don't have a good answer for it, at least then they probably don't have a plan, then we should probably talk.
Greg Leonard, where'd you learn what you know about this?
You know, I was first exposed to this about 30 years ago, a little over 30 years ago. And the problem that we had then was not near as ominous as it is today. And I did it with some clientele. And then through the years, would periodically pick it up and put it down and pick it up and put it down. But in the last few years, the problem has become so apparent and so obvious that it's pretty much the only thing I do these days.
Greg Leonard, one last time, how they reach you?
331-4567.
Greg Leonard, a wake-up call to reality. We'll talk again soon.
All right, looking forward to it.
When we come back, we'll get you ready for our 10 o'clock show after one last pause.
How's your golf game? Could be better. Hi, I'm Dave Austed from Austed's Golf with a guaranteed way to improve your score. The answer is custom fitting your clubs. Golf Magazine surveyed 6,000 golfers and found after a proper club fitting, average drives increased by 20 yards. 88% were extremely satisfied with their new clubs. If you're going to play golf, play with the best equipment from Ping, Titleist, Callaway, and many more that will fit your game on our computerized fitting system. You'll be amazed at the difference. Visit either of our two Sioux Falls stores and talk to our fitting experts. Sure, you can buy a great name brand club at a big box store. But if the equipment doesn't fit your swing, you might be wasting your money. Custom fitting is always free. Talk to our fitting pros to custom fit your game and watch your score improve with every round. Plus, while supplies last, prior generation Titleist Pro V1s now just $39.99 a dozen. Play better, have fun, and shop Austin's.
The inmates are running the asylum. We're here to take it back. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9, and Kello.com.
We got Rev at the controls this morning, and nice to have you back in the studio with us.
Nice to be here, Bill. Missed you all week because I had some other stuff going on, but it is Friday.
I know.
You know, the weekend's here. It was a short week, so here we go. Let's get out to Rib Fest. Cheap Trick tonight, Bill.
Is that good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's all original members. Really cool. Very all right. cool.
Rib yes. Fest tonight. Yeah. Big deal. Comfort King, if you're going to Rib Fest, you might think about wanting to crash after you've had all that good time. And I will tell you that my son and daughter-in-law have already asked us to babysit Aiden tonight to make sure that they can have a good time and come back home and just kind of enjoy the evening. So,
and crash.
Yeah. That's exactly right. But to do that, you really need a Comfort King. Because you want to get a good night's sleep, be ready to do what you're going to do this weekend, because it looks like even though we're a little cloudy today, things will get better tomorrow. For us, we went to the Comfort King factory, unlike some of the other good places in town. But we went in, told Chris Larson and those at the factory what we wanted, and they provided the perfect bed for us. It's got a controller for Carolyn, a controller for Bill, a massager. It's got the zero gravity. It's got the gel that goes with it. It's got the feel. And the only thing is sometimes the bed is too tall for me to get in. And how is it I have to come in?
You rappel from the ceiling.
I have to rappel from the ceiling.
Like Thunder does from the ceiling in the arena, like he used to do.
There you go.
Yeah.
But
like the Utah Jazz Bear does, rappels from the ceiling.
So when you go to Comfort King, think about the Utah Jazz Bear.
There you go.
Repelling into bed. Yep. Could that be you? It could work. Comfort King. It's been good for us. It can be good for you.
Hey, if Bill can do it, anybody can.
Right? Thank you.
Yeah.
Adam Scott, Golf Addiction, with us this morning. Adam, how are you doing?
I am doing fantastic on this, moisture, rainfall day here at Golf Addiction. Just bringing out the golfers that were planning on going outside. And instead of ruining their day, thinking, man, now I got to go home, sit behind the TV, not going to be able to do anything fun, come on into Golf Addiction, because we've got over 50 different courses you can come out and try. You can still get warmed up in case you're playing in a tournament tomorrow or just trying to lower your handicap. You can get it dialed in here at Golf Addiction.
I've got to tell you, there are some bad sandbaggers out there. And one of the questions I ask after I've been sandbagged.
You ought to know, Bill.
After I've been sandbagged, do you go to Golf Addiction and play? Well, yes, I do. Well, do you record your handicap at Golf Addiction? Well, no, I don't. Aha. There's a little plan there. And you are contributing to the sandbagging by getting people able to play golf, Adam.
You know, you'd think I'd have you in here more often with words out of your mouth like that. But the thing with it is you can definitely think you're sandbagging, but if you're here swinging away on a rainy day, you're here trying to improve your game, and you're here having fun playing, like I said, over 50 different golf courses. And the thing of it is there's people in here right now, Bill, that had tee time set up outside thinking, man, what to do. And they're here dialing it in, hitting some golf, still going to have some fun with shooting up on some buddies, I'm sure. And it's great to know that Golf Addiction was here to be able to provide a way to entertain them on a fortunate rainy day here in South Dakota.
Two things we want to talk about, and we have maybe a minute and a half, Adam, and that is your leagues and your food truck success.
You bet. So Golf League is getting started up here again on June 10th. So the best part of it is we're mixing it up a little bit. We're going to have two-person teams, but we're going to play in a scramble format, Bill. So you and your partner can come on out, have some fun with some good golf and some great aiming oil, and have some fun with some competitiveness at a very, very good price. It's only $50 for 10 weeks. And that makes it $5 once a week to come in and play here at Golf Addiction. So not sure why you would want to pass something like that up. It's on a Wednesday night once a week. So get signed up. Call 274-8903 to get going on that.
along with the food truck nights. Now, Bill, this has been just over the top from a respondent community here, which tells me it was well needed. Just getting all the local families that come out, jump on bouncy houses and having some great food out of the trucks. They're telling us, hey, this is great that it's on this side of town. It's something that this town needed. And it's a great way for them to come out with the family, serve everybody some type of food and beverage on a Tuesday night, and just enjoy the night. Boy, we've been fortunate with the weather for those first couple of events.
And I will tell you, the success of that has got a guy that asked me if I could help him find a food truck, not something big. And if you know where we can find a food truck, 728-BILL, and I will pass that information on. Food trucks. Who would have thought that would be the two words for 2000?